I feel often that that there is no privacy and so on anymore, and yet the wonderful things that can be done with recorders and capturing history in a really living sense makes it all worthwhile.
It really does.
It doesn't. The abuse is not. If you're doing right, I don't think the abuse is worth worrying about. I did want to ask you, if someone came to town, would he likely find the library? You mentioned the libraries came rather late to Bolivar even.
Well, only in the homes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all my life, I guess if we had $1 and there was a toss-up between flour and books, we might come home with books.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people did not feel that way about it, because they thought that you were spendthrifty.
Mm-hmm.
And
but in
so many, well, I grew up in a small town, but we had so many advantages that you found in what people so-called town, the city.
Mm-hmm.
And it really wasn't. To me, there, in learning or intellect, there is no, you cannot define it by area.
Mm-hmm.
Because it depends on the interest and
right.
and the searching of the mind of the people in that area.
As a matter of fact, that's what education means, is getting
mm-hmm.
out of your, getting rising mm-hmm. above and out of your, the ruts that you're in, wherever you are. So.
But we were blessed in that we had access to so many wonderful libraries.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in my grandmother's home, there was always a library and all the periodicals that were worth having, and not one newspaper, but several. And they really lived in the country.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I learned to recite my ABCs off the commercial appeal.
What are some of the other, if you came to Bolivar, what are some of the other main places of interest that the farming community, farming family might be interested in?
Well, in the early days, very much like it is now, the social life of the community centered around the religious community, around the Christian community,
mm-hmm.
the church was the social point.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, they had, well, at one time, Bolivar, during the 1830s through 1860, was a cultural center for Western Tennessee, because many artists performed in the area. There was the Adams Hall and Opera House.
Is that right?
And all of that. So they had many outlets for mm-hmm. culture.
Did you have plays?
Yes. Oh, yes. We had that in Hornsby.
Oh, did you? Well,
yes, we
did.
Where
were they held?
At the school, we always had an auditorium with a stage.
Mm-hmm.
And we had many plays, good plays. And we had week activities. We had an oratorical society where we had a debating society.
Wow.
And well, readings. That's where I think our love for poetry and drama and all of that was mm-hmm. nurtured.
Was there anything other than the Opera House before the movies came along here in Bolivar?